Vanson at least had the grace to look uncomfortable as he poured Dalla a drink. The Admiral and former Chief of State slid into a chair next to Lesserson and lifted her glass in a toast.
"To the Empire," she said.
Lesserson did not touch his. She frowned.
"Oh, for pity's sake, at least enjoy the wine. You've provided me with both information and entertainment in one brief conversation, Drickle. You've earned a drink."
"Do I get a last meal, too?"
Lesserson said dryly.
"You don't necessarily have to," Dalla said.
Vanson was staring very intently at the smoke coming up from his cigar.
"And please, Porrick, put that disgusting thing out."
"Of course, Admiral."
Vanson ground out the cigar at once.
"Sycophant," thought Lesserson.
Why he had ever liked the man was now quite beyond him.
"Just to satisfy my curiosity, when exactly did you decide to betray me, Porrick? And what was your price?"
asked Lesserson. He couldn't keep a biting tone from his voice.
Said Vanson. "I wouldn't exactly say betray."
"You shouldn't abandon your friends just because they are not immediately useful to you, Drickle," Dalla said. "You hurt poor Vanson's feelings. So when I happened along and offered him my support, he was more than happy to give it."
"In other words, worms should be squashed once they cease to pass fertile soil," said Lesserson.
"A valuable lesson, Admiral. I assure you, I won't forget it."
She smiled icily.
"I know you detest me. And Vanson, I didn't appreciate your attempt at wit at the expense of my eye, either."
Vanson had the grace to look embarrassed.
"He was right about one thing. Fel and I are indeed going to be going at each other quite soon. The question is, are you with me, Lesserson, or are you dead?"
"I presume this is the part where you tell me you were recording everything, and that you'll blackmail me and my cohorts if I don't throw in my lot with you," Lesserson said.
"No,"
Dalla said.
"This is the part where I tell you that not only was I recording everything, but I also know about the Freedom Flight, and the involvement of not just Senator Treen, but Senator Bramson as well. You yourself kindly mentioned others in positions of power. It won't be that hard to figure out who they are. It's also the part where I tell you that the reason you never heard back from the agent you sent to Karras was that we intercepted him and acquired all the evidence in the safe deposit box."
She smiled.
"Your agent told us everything before he died. It seems like your little Minyavish was wrong. He did have cohorts. They simply didn't let him know of their existence.